next on the 5 o'clock report.
Step up and do what is within your power to stop this madness.
If you're not with them, they're going to ruin you anyways.
The crowd's going down, the water's coming up.
What an opportunity.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Greg Gillespie. Congress is working on a controversial debt ceiling bill that the Speaker of the House and the White House had agreed to over the holiday weekend. But will there be enough people in the House and the Senate to say yes, that it can go to the President's desk for a signature in time? Correspondent Willie James Inman says the negotiating and the arm twisting is continuing today.
He's going to have some top White House officials reaching out to Democrats. The president himself, he says he's already reached out to some members, including members within his own party, also members on the other side.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the negotiated proposal lost some of its spending cuts, but what goes to a House vote tomorrow is more profound, he says, than anything in a generation.
I think when you read the Wall Street Journal, you read the New York Post, you sit back and listen to a lot of economists, they'll say this is the strongest debt ceiling we ever had. And if I compare it to when Republicans were in the majority, when they had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they didn't cut anything. They just added more money.
Ralph Norman, a congressman from South Carolina, is a member of the Freedom Caucus. He says the deal, as it's presented, doesn't go far enough.
I don't buy Janet Yellen's "the sky's falling." She's moved the X date three times, June 1st, now it's June 5th, and I hear it's June 8th. What gives? Tax revenues are going to be coming in. We're not going to default. Now, all of a sudden, at the last minute, it's an insult to get a 100-page bill and be asked to decide on it on the spot.
Some conservative Republicans may not vote yet, but a Pennsylvania congressman says he doesn't expect many or any Democrats to cross the aisle tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's going to be challenging. I don't know if we'll get any Democrats in the House that will support this package, despite the fact that President Biden has agreed to it.
Yeah.
I may be wrong about that, and I hope I am, but that's kind of a reflection of just how extreme that caucus has become.
So you don't think any Democrats are going to support this bill?
I would be surprised in the House, but I hope I'm wrong.
Congressman Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania in conversation with Family Life's Bob Price. Economic anxiety may cause friction in the market sooner than next week, depending on what the House, the Senate, and the President say and do this week. Hundreds of border crossers are entering New York City every day. Some of them may go to a defunct prison in Harlem on a temporary basis. Workers are modifying the Lincoln Correctional Facility in Harlem so migrants will not be in jail cells.
If it's there and it can be used for a short amount of time.
There are tons of warehouse departments all over the city that are being held by landlords. How are they not being released?
Those New York residents have questions about the number of newcomers. This resident doesn't like New York City sending its overflow upstate.
And now you have all these outside people coming in that you have no idea where they're coming from, who they are. You know, it's almost like an attack on your community.
There's a dispute in Albany about some of that transfer. Scott Pringle has the latest on the disagreement between government officials.
Several dozen migrants were bused to the Ramada Inn in Albany Sunday. The county executive Dan McCoy tells the New York Post it's organized chaos and hopes for better coordination going forward. Albany's mayor Kathy Sheehan, she says she welcomes the migrants and will work to ensure New York City provides services to them. New York City officials continue to struggle to find room to shelter asylum seekers. Mayor Eric Adams has repeatedly asked other counties and cities in the state to help.
The United States has put sanctions on groups in China and Mexico over fentanyl-laced pill production. 17 entities are involved. The Treasury Department says the targets of those sanctions are either directly or indirectly involved in the process to make the dangerous drugs that are heading into the United States. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken notes that the sanctions are in coordination with the Mexican government and are targeting criminal entities and individuals, not the two countries. A Washington State business owner is begging for help to stop the lawlessness that is making criminals unashamed to break into her store.
I still have plywood over my 5-foot wide by 8-foot tall window because why bother replacing it?
Suburban Seattle shop owner Carly Willis testified last week before her city hall about that epidemic of crime.
I'm calling on you all to step up and do what is within your power to stop this madness. We the people are fed up.
Willis blames liberal lawmakers for the repeat crime happening throughout her city. She says that larger businesses and corporations might be able to hire private security, but as a small business owner, she cannot. North Korea is planning to launch its own spy satellite sometime in the next several weeks. Alex Jensen reports from South Korea.
According to state media, North Korea will launch a spy satellite in June in order to track and monitor the reckless military acts of the U.S. and its ally, South Korea. Both Seoul and Washington have warned against the plan on the basis it would use ballistic missile technology that North Korea is barred from developing.
Other nations are less concerned about the satellite on top of the rocket, but the missile technology that could be used to aim warheads against other Asian nations and perhaps the U.S. Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter both have special health needs. News came out of Plains, Georgia this afternoon that the former First Lady, Rosalind Carter, has now been receiving a diagnosis of dementia. John Roberts of Fox News reports on the official statement.
She continues to live happily at home with her husband, enjoying spring in Plains and visits with loved ones. We do not expect to comment further and ask for understanding for our family and for everyone across the country serving in a caregiver role.
The dementia announcement came out on the 95-year-old former First Lady Rosalind Carter. Jimmy Carter has been receiving hospice care at their home in Georgia since February. He is 98 years old and has been away from the White House for a record 42-year retirement. Retail giant Kohl's is facing backlash from customers for selling so-called pride clothing to infants and young children. A Christian conservative rapper, Forgiato Blow, recorded a song recently urging people to boycott another major retailer, Target, because of its recent clothing line addition. Blow says blurring the lines between the gender when it comes to clothing is yet another example of corporate wokeism.
I feel like in the 2020 election, it was, you know, the agenda was BLM. I feel like now for the new election that's going up for here for 2024, it's going to be LGBTQ. And if you're not with them, they're going to ruin you anyways.
A lot of customers have turned away from Target. In the past 10 days, the Target Corporation has lost more than $10 billion in its valuation. Still to come on this Tuesday edition of the 5 o'clock report, a big anniversary for Hershey, going big for the cross, and a riddle that totaled more than 1.5 trillion tons.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Sunshine and warmth will prevail in our region right through the rest of the work week. The pattern flips next week. Next week looks to turn cooler and wetter, and we'll certainly need the moisture. In the meantime, a beautiful evening will give way to a clear, calm overnight. Low temperatures in the 50s for tomorrow and Thursday. Plenty of sunshine and rather warm. High temperatures both days in the 80s, but with cooling afternoon lake breezes near the shores of Lakes Erie and Ontario.
Kevin mentioned the dry weather. Central Pennsylvania is below its average by about 5 inches of rainfall so far this year. Agricultural interests and fire watchers are concerned. A giant cross atop the Christian church in Indiana County, Pennsylvania, has earned its place in the good book. The record book. It stands more than 100 feet tall, over 100 tons of concrete to construct it. The white steel cross now towers over the Hilltop Baptist Church in White Township. Pastor Jack Lucas says the cross has been in the works for several months.
Back in December, I officially introduced it to our church, and they stood behind it and said, what an opportunity. Truly, what an opportunity to share the hope of Jesus Christ throughout not just Indiana County, but beyond.
It took several crane companies working together to put the giant cross up. Family Life's hometown heroes this week are volunteers at Operation Good Neighbor in the Buffalo area. That ministry provides groceries, clothing, and much more for its neighbors in Evans, North Evans, Derby, Brant, Farnham, Angola, and Lakeview. Bill Bateman Sr. and Claudette Abshire told Family Life that the week at Operation Good Neighbor runs most of the week, starting usually on Monday, picking up day-old bakery products at grocery stores.
Then we come back on Tuesday. Bill and I get here about 8. Volunteers come in at 9. We make produce bags, freezer bags. We bag all the bagels. We bag all the donuts. And then we start the operation at 12:30.
This is a full-time job and then some.
We had no idea. God's grace is the only reason why we're standing here and the only reason why we have everything in this basement and all these people.
You touched on the spiritual component.
It's important. You get to know the people, so they'll say, you know, I lost my mother, I've got surgery or whatever, and we'll take a few minutes and pray with them, and we get to know them, and we get to know more about these guests than they probably tell a lot of their family, because they're more comfortable because we're strangers.
You just get to know them, they get comfortable telling you personal issues. You know, we turn it all over to the Lord. So when they do that, along with the glory we give the Lord, we also give them our burdens, right? So that's what we do. And so I just convince them, or try to convince them, to just let go and let Jesus take care of it. And they usually leave with a smile, so that's good. And we got an awesome group of volunteers that are all faith-based.
That full conversation between our Mark Webster, Claudette Abshire, and Bill Bateman is available for you on our news podcast page at familylife.org. And you can always hear our full news features during the Family Life Noon Report each weekday. Our Hometown Heroes is featured on Tuesdays. It's hiking season, camping season, and tick season. Rebecca Hughes has some stories and advice for you.
You really can dress for success during tick season, according to Kate Chapman, insect expert with the University of Nebraska Extension Office.
If it's bearable on a hot day, wear the long clothing. You know, if you're going into a place that you know has a lot of ticks, even tucking your pants into your socks can help. Or wearing white socks so you can see them easier can help.
Chapman says ticks do seem to be expanding their territory, which could include new threats of Lyme disease. She recommends undressing quickly and putting your clothing in the wash as soon as possible after being outdoors in areas where you suspect that ticks may be living. Then check your body for any pesky tagalongs. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
And a strange riddle based on analysis of a U.S. government scientist. What weighs 1.7 trillion tons and is slowly sinking into the ocean? The answer, New York City. Tom Parsons at the U.S. Geological Survey says parts of the Big Apple, with all its buildings and people and everything else, will eventually be underwater.
It's inevitable. The ground's going down, the water's coming up. At some point, those two levels will meet, but I just am not able to give you a date.
Not sure it will be anytime soon, and it won't be all five boroughs, but parts of New York City are succumbing to gravity, especially on softer ground near the coast. While we're talking New York, it's time to see if Wall Street stayed above water in today's short term. The Market Report with Dave Margolotti is brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks are mixed today as the debt ceiling talks come to a deal. As the White House and congressional leaders came to an agreement on the debt ceiling, the more difficult part of getting it approved through Congress has yet to come, with only days left. New data indicating that markets are predicting a higher chance of a 25 basis point rate hike by the Feds in June, which comes as a reversal from market predictions nearly a month ago. NVIDIA surging to a $1 trillion market cap. HP is set to release their earnings next week. The S&P 500 sector gains coming from consumer discretionary, and losses came from consumer staples. The Dow today down 50 points, the NASDAQ up 41, and the S&P 500 remained flat. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Still on the way, your weather forecast for the last day of May and the first day of June. Both will feel more like typical June. And also, we look at this date in history in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Something big began May 30th, 1906. The 5 o'clock report continues on Family Life.
Hi, I'm Rob West with your Faith and Finance Minute. The story of the widow's oil in 2 Kings 4 shows how God can provide in miraculous ways. A poor widow is able to pour oil from a single jar, filling dozens and dozens more, enough to buy her only son's freedom. This teaches first that we must do our part in our provision. The widow gathered jars from her neighbors and later sold the oil. Second, we must never look down on what the Lord's already given us, even if it's just a jar of oil, as the widow possessed. We must be grateful for what we have. Finally, we must be obedient. The widow did exactly as the prophet Elisha instructed. We must follow God's financial principles and depend on Him for the rest. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. What you see is what you get for the rest of the work week. A large area of high pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere, a big mountain of warm, dry air will rule, and the result, sunshine and warmth will prevail in our region right through the rest of the work week. The pattern flips next week. Next week looks to turn cooler and wetter, and we'll certainly need the moisture. In the meantime, a beautiful evening will give way to a clear, calm overnight. Low temperatures in the 50s for tomorrow and Thursday. Plenty of sunshine and rather warm. High temperatures both days in the 80s, but with cooling afternoon lake breezes near the shores of Lakes Erie and Ontario.
Thank you much, Kevin. And finally, for the 5 o'clock report, looking back to this date in 1906, a big day for eastern Pennsylvania. Chocolate tycoon Milton Hershey opened Hershey Park. He originally built it for a leisure park for his employees. Over the years, a merry-go-round and boat rides on the creek were added. But then in 1923, the Wildcat roller coaster was added. Back in the days when business owners didn't just build products and corporations, but entire towns, Hershey had big plans when he arrived in the area around Spring Creek, Pennsylvania. Festivities back in the early days included a baseball game. The Crescent Club of Harrisburg played against the Hershey team. Not surprisingly, the home team won 13-1. And that's the world we live in, May 30th, 2023. Thanks for coming along for the Tuesday 5 o'clock report. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.